Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now, $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox. $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Hungry Howie's, but I'm a lot more than a happy customer. I'm a happy crustomer. Yeah, crustomer. Because I'm all about that pepperoni pizza with Italian herb crust. But don't take my word for it. There's a bold flavor for every kind of crustomer. Garden salad veggie lovers, Howie breadheads, the butter cheese crust crowd. Hungry Howie's has your back. And from September 4th to the 14th, they're showing their crustomer appreciation with 25% off any total order. Order any way you want. The menu's at HungryHowie's.com.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Notre Dame, Texas A&M, final game on our big board. It's 7:30. It's your Saturday night special. The Irish are laying 6.5 at home off a true bye week, not a cupcake opponent. They legitimately didn't play a game last week. So they've had to stew for 2 weeks after their letdown in Miami. They'll feed Jeremiah Love. They have to. That offensive line will get going. And Mike, even in a loss, I came away impressed with Carr. I thought C.J. Carr got better as that game went on, and I like him at home in this spot. I definitely don't like Texas A&M. It's do something in a big spot challenge, and they always fail.
Yeah, this was a really tough one for me. Again, wonderful game. I can't wait to watch it. But, you know, do you realize if Notre Dame loses this game and they end up 10-2, they're not making the playoff? You seen the rest of their schedule? They have two really nice opportunities for big wins. They would have lost them both. So there is a desperation.
Yeah, but the only thing, how much of this is, are they going to leave the brand of Notre Dame out at 10-2?
Pardon me. But if we return to where it should, the games need to matter. I read that once from a man named James.
Mike, Anthony I agree DaCosta. With you. I agree. So,
I'm just making the point to you. Desperation is on Notre Dame's side. You can't ask me to ask A&M to do something in a big spot. They've been a flaccid penis for 30 years in a big spot. It is Elko against a young QB, though, and I do worry. Elko's a defensive mastermind. I get very worried about C.J. Carr against him. Jim, I couldn't find a side here. Do I think Notre Dame wins? Yes. Do I have a great degree of confidence they'll win by 7 or more? No. But it still comes back to A&M in a big spot, and I have PTSD. It's a stay away from me. I just couldn't find an angle to I can't fight anything you said. I just think the number's too big.
It is. You are more of an A&M guy than I am. Preseason, you were pushing, hey, this could be a tougher second year of the Colin Klein offense, second year for Reed. Like, I'm surprised you're not going to take the points here.
I think it's a really tough spot because I do have a lot of respect for Notre Dame and I have respect for Marcus Freeman. And I think it's a very difficult ask to go into South Bend at night and win. And Marcel Reed, yes, you know, they made the switch to him. They rattled off some, what, 6-7 in a row? Correct me if I'm wrong there.
7 straight last year after they made the change.
Yeah. Now, the other problem, too, look, as much as I like the points, you're right. Notre Dame's physicality can wear people out. They wore A&M out last year. And A&M's defense, look, man, they gave up 24 to Utah State and 22 to UTSA. It's not like they've been pitching shutouts. I couldn't talk myself into it.
How about this way to bet it? And you don't have to. It's Saturday night. You just want to watch football. I'm not trying to force you to bet a game. It sounds like we've capped an under here. Defensive head coaches, two running, keep the clock going offenses, and the total set at 49.5. Under is under a key number. Under plays into the way both teams want to play.
I'm going to leave that to you. Okay. That I can't do.
You don't like it, or you don't feel strongly about it?
I don't. It's hard for, see, this is the issue, right? And we've talked about this. Like, if you're going to even attempt to play some of this crap, you need more data. The fact is, we saw CJ Carr in his first real start against Miami, and Miami could be anything, right? They could be elite. They could be a total mystery box. You look at A&M, they haven't played anybody. How do we know either of these defenses are going to stop the other? We don't. I don't have enough bedrock there.
We don't, but it's two defensive head coaches. So you'd hope like they wouldn't get the doors blown off.
You know what? Less talk, more walk. You play it.
All right. It's a daily double. I'm going to do Notre Dame and the total.
God help you when that goes 0-2.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.